From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Saudi Arabia's anti-corruption crackdown has netted dozens of princes, officials, and businessmen who potentially face trials. Traveling in Asia, President Donald Trump tweeted he has great confidence in King Salman and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, adding they know what they're doing, referring to those targeted as having milked the country for years. University of San Francisco analyst Stephen Zuna said he sees more to this than a crackdown on graft.
This purge, while the targeted people may or may not be guilty of various corrupt practices, does appear to be more political in nature. It's an effort of Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince, to basically get rid of any potential rivals prior to his coming ascent to power.
Saudi Arabia has warned that a missile attack from Yemen Saturday may amount to an act of war, calling it a blatant military aggression by Iran. Tehran denies arming the Houthis and blasted the Saudis for causing death and destruction in Yemen. Yemeni army spokesman Colonel Aziz Rashid said Yemen launched the Burqan 2H missile targeting the King Khalid International Airport near Riyadh. The Saudi coalition has responded by cutting the air, sea, and land links to Yemen. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has dismissed a deputy who was once seen as his possible successor. Information Minister Simon Kayamoyo announced the firing of Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa on Monday.
It had become evident that his conduct in the discharge of his duties had become inconsistent with his official responsibility.
The firing could open the path to the presidency for Mr. Mugabe's wife, Grace, who's made her political ambitions known over the past 3 years. This is VOA News. President Trump is in South Korea, part of a regional tour that's been dominated by North Korea's weapons development. Following a meeting with South Korea's President Moon Jae-in, Mr. Moon, speaking through an interpreter, said both men agreed to resolve the North Korea issue peacefully.
We agreed to work towards resolving North Korean nuclear issue in a peaceful manner and bringing permanent peace to the Korean Peninsula.
Mr. Trump said the U.S. and its allies are making a great deal of progress in the dealing with the North's missile and nuclear threat. He called it a global threat that requires worldwide action. The U.S. Air Force acknowledged Monday that it failed to provide information as required by law about the criminal history of the gunman who was dishonorably discharged and later killed 26 people at a Texas church that would have blocked his legal access to firearms. Former Airman Devin Kelly also wounded 20 at the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs Sunday. Freeman Martin with the Texas Department of Public Safety said Kelly may have been motivated by a domestic dispute.
There was a domestic situation going on within this family. The suspect's mother-in-law attended this church. We know that she had received threatening texts from him. And we can't go into details about that domestic situation that is continuing to be vetted and thoroughly investigated.
Kelly believed to have died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The U.N. Security Council Monday urged Myanmar, also known as Burma, to end its security crackdown in western Rakhine State. Sebastiano Carti is the Italian U.N. ambassador.
The Security Council strongly condemned the widespread violence that has taken place in Rakhine State, Myanmar, since 25 August, which has led to the mass displacement of more than 607,000 individuals, the vast majority belonging to the Rohingya community.
The council stopped short of drafting a resolution. Kenya's Supreme Court Monday received two petitions challenging the result of last month's repeat presidential election that the main opposition boycotted. A coalition of rights groups filed one, a politician the other. The first election, August 8, was annulled by the Supreme Court due to irregularities. Ousted Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont, writing on Twitter Monday, said he's been released without bail by a Belgian judge, but his thoughts are with his former colleagues imprisoned in Spain on rebellion and sedition charges. Puigdemont and four others left Spain for Belgium after Madrid imposed direct rule on the northeast region of Catalonia following an independence declaration. In Australia, two children were killed when a car plowed into a school in Sydney Tuesday. Three were injured. The driver, a 52-year-old woman, was not hurt but was tested as part of an investigation of the crash, which initially appeared not to have been intentional. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama, yeah. Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking on your doors. So I want you to relax, because today I am going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. But to help me put this all together today, I have my main man in the studio, and that is the great Mohammed King Milan Bangura. Welcome to the African Beat again, King Milan.
Thank you so much, my brother. Oh, thank you so much. And of course, I want to say welcome to all my friends and fans out there as well, Africa and across Africa as well. It's me, King Milan. Thank you as well, Mr. David Vandy, for being me right here.
All right. Well, we're going to be talking about the great All-Stars, Sierra Leone All-Stars music tour that is taking place here in the U.S., and that is why King Milan is here. He's going to be talking about that. The first show just happened, and we wanted to throw light on that. But let's start off the music rolling today from Nigeria with one of the most touching songs right now that is causing waves across the dance floor, even here in the United States of America. It's called I'm Falling in Love with You, the sound of Chidima from Nigeria. And Milan has met Chidima, but we'll come back to that. Let's enjoy the song right now. I'm Falling in Love with You. Beautiful music.
I'm falling.
beautiful beat. Yes, King Milan, you know, you met Chidinma when you went to Nigeria.
Yeah.
Well, tell me a little bit about her.
Well, she's one very talented lady. So young, but very talented as well. She won the 2012 Project Fame singing competition, held in Nigeria for the West African region. Talking about Sierra Leone, Ghana, and Nigeria as well. She won that one 2012. And of course, her real name is Chidinma Ekele, born on the 2nd of May, 1991. But she won the 2013 Kora Awards as a best female artist as well. A very nice thing for her to achieve that one as well. And of course, she also won the Nigeria Music Video Award as well. That was way back in 2013 as well. She's very talented. Of course, this song was done, I think it's something about somebody that she loves so much.
Well, I don't want to go into that, but it's a beautiful song. Yes, Chidinma, beautiful. I'm falling in love with you. But you know, I just talked about the Sierra Leone All-Stars Music Festival tour that is going on in the United States. We have about 20 or plus artists that came in from Sierra Leone music, as well as comedians. They came in from Sierra Leone, and the first show was done here in the Washington, D.C. area, and it was a big success. So tell me about that. What do you think about Sierra Leone music now as we go along with this?
Well, my brother, Sierra Leone music is definitely taking a big U-turn right now. And you're talking about success, it was a big banger, I will say. Because one thing I appreciate so much about the turnout of the people, you know, people, we are definitely around to support the Sierra Leone artists. And the Sierra Leone artists as well, they didn't let us down.
They delivered.
You know, they delivered well. You know, they delivered. The one home base as well, talking about the one base in America here, DMV.
Of
course, the one out there as well that came in, talking about the Collabo, Succulent, Seabolt, and all the rest, Dallas B.
Rosé, my favorite star of the night,
talking about
Rosé.
Mackie, sister Cordelia, Willie. DJ, all of them, they did well. So the show was a big
Sarah banger. The comedian was off the hook.
Sarah definitely. His performance as well was definitely out of the hook, I would say. Off the hook, definitely, because he did something spectacular.
I know. All right. Okay. Well, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. We'll bring you more about that. But one of the stars that came in from Sierra Leone that actually caught my attention is the great Rosé. She's a very intelligent young lady.
Indeed,
her stage presence is just classical. And you know, I love that young lady. And so we're going to play a track from Rosé.
Let me just tell you something. Sorry. When she was announced, you know, to come on stage, there was a lady just close to me. And then when Rosé appeared, and then I listened, wow, she doesn't look, she live like in Africa.
How do people who live in Africa look like?
No, because Rosé was so stunning, so intelligent, of course, the dressing as well. She was like, wow.
Her costume was classic. And so that's why I'm going to play this song, Sokota, My Africa. It's one of her brand new songs coming to you live from the Voice of America here on the African Beat. So Rosé, this one is for you.
Tell me, what do you see, my Africa? Take a deep breath. What do you feel? Nature. Take a look at me. Tell me, who do you see? A natural African. Natural African. My Africa. Sweet Africa. I'm a mama Africa. Oh, Africa. And I could tell from the sound of the cockroach. My mama is up and the sound of the drum comes on. The beats are clear across the sky. Magical feelings are no good lie. Sweet sleep was all I was dreaming. My heart's been beat for victory. Every morning when I wake up, God save us from this misery. I don't want to be a drama victim. Natural beauty, but many people are living in poverty. But who's gonna be the Moses? We're gonna pull with our economic crisis, let's hear it for it.
With one voice we can make this history. Africa, let's unite and stand. So united we stand and divided we will fall. Now me and you get for endless misery. Together we go make this history. Africa, let's unite and stand. So united we stand and divided we go fall. We had the beats for victory. Every morning when I wake up, God save us from this misery. I don't want to be a drama victim.
Sokuta, my Africa. We are trying to get Rosie on the show. Anytime now, we'll get Rosie on the show, maybe down the next week or two, and some of the stars that came in from Sierra Leone, we'll get them. But you know, Milan, the songs are beautiful, and the artists perform so well.
Yeah.
You know, people like Succulent. You know, I can remember the first time Succulent started with the song, That Tumba Day.
Oh, yes.
You know, that was a big, big hit. But he didn't make anything out of that because he was trying to just push himself out.
Yeah.
But now, you know, everybody's talking about Succulent. Everybody wants to team up with Succulent. You know, give me a little bit more about Succulent.
Well, this wonderful guy, Succulent, whose real name is Bokari Aruna, is not only a musician, but also a comedian as well, and a great performer. When he entered the stage, definitely everybody was like, wow, this guy. He started way back with his old songs, talking about the tumba. And of course, when he came in with the song Lover Boy, Lover Girl, everybody was like, wow, there's a guy close to me as well. Because, you know, I stood somewhere where people didn't even know about me. It was only when they announced that King Milan, respect to you, people start saying, oh, okay, you are the guy, you are the guy. But at that time, I was just like monitoring, seeing what was going on around. And then the guy said, is that the guy who did that song? I said, yes. Wow, he's the Selena Shaggy.
So people, even Sierra Leoneans, don't even recognize some of the songs
know.
That their artists
they
are doing.
They know the songs, but they don't even know those songs were done by Sierra Leoneans.
That's
the sorriest part, you know. I would say sorriest, but at the same time, the most happiest moment for me, for people to know that some of those songs that they know, or rather dance to, are songs done by Sierra Leoneans.
And they were thinking it was done by foreigners.
Exactly. Lover Boy, Lover Girl, the guy said, wow, is that the guy who did that song? And also when Succulent did Begede as well. That's comedy song, you know. And he said, wow, is this the guy again? I said, yeah. He said, this guy is all around. You know, Succulent stole everything. And of course, Succulent was another one. After and the guy Sarah the Great in the comedy way, Succulent also came
Succulent
around.
Succulent stole the show.
As a musician, as a comedian as well.
All right, okay. Well, we're going to play a song right now by Succulent. And this one is his latest song that is hitting the headlines, God Not a Bank Phone. And
yes,
we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Young people, the beat.
Succulent. Sugar Martin. Live up. Don't give up. No matter the hard times, keep on trying. Tell your neighbor, God know the bank food.
Yes, God Not a Bank Phone, the sound of Succulent, one of the stars from Sierra Leone that is right now here in the United States of America. And you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. But later on the show, I have got a full package with one of the reggae stars, JR. He's talking about his new album, and that is Reggaevolution. So don't go away. He will be right here to talk about that album. Before I let you go, I want to look at Sierra Leone music. This is the first time people in the United States have got the chance to see over 10 of their music stars on stage just like that in a concert. And this is an opportunity for the entertainment industry, especially the music industry.
That's for sure.
And if you were to advise these guys that are here, the artists that are here, about making this moment count, what would you tell them?
You mean the artists that came from Africa?
Yeah, and even the organizers, what would you tell them to make this moment that they have count so that when they go, people will still think about them?
Well, definitely, I would say, I'll talk to the organizer that they should, and next time, organize the performance, the appearance as well. And of course, the stage as well is supposed to be arranged and designed well. That's one thing I was like a little bit frown off. And of course, for the artists, when they come on stage, they're supposed to understand that this time around, they are coming to perform for different people. You know, not only that the crowd was so jam-packed, not only Sierra Leoneans, there were also Ghanaians, Nigerians, different nationalities.
Yeah, they were foreign nationals.
Well. Yeah, so not because people knew the songs or people used to dance to the song, where they just, some of them just came, you know. I have few people that are definitely have reservations for, and I'm not going to call names right now. But when they come on stage, they're supposed to just use that performance as one of their stakeholders, wherein they will perform and then the world should know about them. People out there should go out and they start talking about them. But when they came, they just start performing just because people love the songs, you know, just behaving as
and
if.
And they need to put more
they
effort
need to put more
into
more effort and understand what they're doing. This is their life, you know, that's my advice for them. But in a nutshell, they did well by performing, but just because it is not the first time. We are just starting this, and of course, we want to reach the level for the Nigerians, like the Ghanaians. We are talking, to be frank, we are not up there yet.
But we are getting there.
Yeah, we are getting there, gradually. For the first time, bringing 10, 15 artists from Africa, right in America, here to perform. And with the performance last Saturday, I'm telling you, we are going places.
We are going places, yes. Yeah. And so, what would you say about Maurice? I'm going to play his track next. That's my boy, Maurice.
They call him the Wonder Boy. Or the lover's guy, you know, the
ladies' man.
The ladies' man, exactly. In fact, that was the way they announced him to come on stage. Well, he's a very talented guy, not only a musician as well, but also an actor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, an actor, and of course, I did soundtrack for a movie that he also acted in.
And that is the exact track that I'm going to play next, Violator.
Wow. I don't even know. As he did that song, Violator, for a very movie called Violator as well. You know, and he acted as well as the lead cast in that movie. He's very talented, but the only thing as well, he's supposed to put more effort in his skill.
In his skill. You know,
at the same time, he did well in this performance.
And you know, guess what? I love this song because I actually popularized this song here in the United States.
And of course, he said, kudos to you and of course, respect.
That's it. And so let's check out Maurice and this beautiful piece, Violator.
Real bass, music. asunder. Then just the guarantee. You want a team for scatter, scatter. Waiting all them problems. Me, I don't know. But I've made up my mind. I'm not leaving you behind. Baby, see me. See trouble. Oh, see wahala. See trouble. See wahala. The more we the love each other. I love you, baby. Then just the baranta. Do all the thing for scatter, scatter. Waiting on them problem. Me, I don't know. But I made up my mind. I'm not leaving you behind. Baby, see me, yeah. See trouble, oh, yeah. See wahala, yeah. See trouble, oh, yeah. See why.
Yes, indeed. Violator, wonderful music by the great Maurice. Remember, I still have JR, who is going to be talking about his brand new album, Reggaevolution, right here on the African Beat. But right now, it's me and King Milan, and we are mixing and pulling all the beats for you. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Well, Milan, yep. I know I have King JR coming up next, and you've seen JR, you've listened to this album, Reggaevolution. So what's your take on it?
JR is another talented, very, very talented, I would say, reggae artist from Sierra Leone. And although he's based in America here, but all the time he's been doing reggae songs and, of course, the video clip. One thing about him, when he want to do his video clip, he would definitely go downtown and then shoot most of his video clips as well. He's very talented. I've known this guy way, way back. And then he did a song that made him so popular, a born Sierra Leonean.
Being
a Sierra Leonean. And of course, I say kudos to him for that. You know, he met me. He performed as well on Saturday. And though he came late, but at the same time, what he did, people
was cool.
Appreciate him so much. All people right. Love him, yeah. He's a very talented guy. And with this album, I'm telling you for free, it will definitely go places.
Definitely.
This album is strong, I'm saying.
All right. Well, don't forget, when I come back, I'll be talking to JR live on this show. And we'll be talking about his Revolution album. And so, King Milan, I want to thank you very much for being part of this show today. It's been a pleasure having you. We'll take a quick music break. And guess what? The music that I'm going to play is your song.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the man here,
as well. It's not just a broadcaster, he's a musician as well.
Let me just say this, I remember as well, when backstage as well, when Sokile was performing, and people said, King Milan, why can't you go and do the warning song with Sokile?
Let him just perform. And so, ladies and gentlemen, and the African Beat fans out there, remember, I'm coming back with JR, but right now, I'm featuring King Milan, my guest right here on the show. And this is his original song, Warning, and the remix featuring Sokile from Sierra Leone. Don't go away. When I come back, JR will be right here.
One time, thank God. Sassy Sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Right, it's good to be back, and welcome back to my African Beat listeners. As you out there, this is the African Beat, your super show on The Voice of America. And today I take you to the land that we love, Sierra Leone, and bring out our reggae star. And he's coming back to The Voice of America. That is JR. All right, welcome to the African Beat, JR.
Hey, thanks, David. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, first of all, let me just tell you, I love the sleeve of this new CD, man.
Thank you so
much.
This
is just great. I love the colors, you know, and the white background there. I just love it. It's nice.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Reggaevolution is the title of the album.
Reggaevolution.
And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Reggaevolution, the new album from JR, is what we're going to be talking about. And why is it Reggaevolution?
Two reasons. Reggae evolution and reggae revolution. So reggae music stands for peace, love and unity, right? Mm-hmm. So in Sierra Leone, we haven't really evolved in terms of reggae music. We used to have Amarakaba, and we had the late My Sweetie.
Oh, the great Bonnie Mack.
Bonnie Mack.
Yeah.
So we've gone from that. We haven't evolved in terms of reggae music since then.
We have like the African Bush Doctor. He's based
right.
in London. Also.
He's based in London as well. Man. Yeah. So this album, basically, I wanted to kind of evolve and, you know, and revolutionize the reggae music in Sierra Leone again. And some of the songs on there, like the album titled Reggae Evolution, is talking about how in a peaceful way people need to hold the people accountable that are in government right now. Mm. So that's where the reggae revolution comes in. You know, so I'm you know, kind of, you know, talking about the peace, love and unity of reggae music and making it evolve in Sierra Leone, but also holding people accountable.
Holding people accountable. I love that part of it. Holding yes. people accountable. Well, you know what? JR just introduced the album Reggaevolution to us. Right. And so right now, let's start off with this song, Win. And when we come back, we're going to talk about it. It is one of my favorite tracks on this album. I love it. Win. You know, and so we're dedicating it to all of you out there because this is time for you to win. So let's check this one out. Win.
Whoa, yeah, yeah. All I do is win. All I do is win. Whoa, all you do is win. Spread love, but I know a lot of people still don't pay me. I don't know why. I can't say I don't wanna know, but if you don't take it to your grave, hurry up and die. Protected by an invisible cloth, and God is my only tailor. You only gonna go against him if you wish him me nothing but failure. All I do is win.
All I do is win.
All I do is win, win, win.
All I do is win.
All I do is win, win, win.
All I do is win.
All I do is win, win, win. They say every man for himself, but I choose to watch your back. A soldier at heart, so we all the same, whether white or black. Lean out your hearts, I'm reaching out to you, all my African people. If love is your weapon, I promise you that you will fear no evil. All I do is win.
All I do is win, 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 win.
All I
I'm a hustler, I can make one turn two. No, you don't have a curse, hear the words in the verse and just know your worth. Put yourself first, even if you drink, keep up the touch till they put you in the dirt and win.
All I do is win, win, win.
All I do is win.
Yeah, oh wow, man, I told you I love the song. Beautiful. Win is the track, and that is very, very special. You know, JR, you're coming back to the Voice of America. I know you've been here before,
right?
But you know, right now, what I'm hearing from this album is completely different from where you were the last time you were here.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Let's talk about this track, Win.
For the song Win, I mean, basically, even myself, it's my song, right? And I still get inspired by it. The song is inspired by, you know, some trials and tribulations that I was going through. And I work with a friend of mine, Shadowbox, and we wrote it together. And basically, everything on there is turning negatives into positives. And, you know, again, whether people are talking about you or somebody don't like you, and you always got to figure out a way to win. Whether it's...
Or you feel disappointed about something.
About something, you know, or, you know, I work, like the last verse, I work for my family and children, but I sing for you.
Mm-hmm.
If I never could sing, I'm a hustler, I'm still going to work and make one turn two. So it's just that way, you know, that's, you know, put everything else aside and just win. Figure out a way to win.
And you got to win, no matter what.
No matter what, you got to win. You cannot be losing, you got to win. So that's
yeah,
the bottom line.
You know, all I do is win.
All I do is win.
I'm telling you, man. I love that song, and it's coming from this great album. And you know, when we're talking, you went to Sierra Leone to actually put this album together.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And you decided to first of all release it here, or you've released it already in Africa?
I released it here on April 14 of this year, 2017, and then I went to Sierra Leone and released it in Sierra Leone April 30th. So, like, basically 2 weeks apart.
So what is it like now? Now that you've released this album, you know, what's it like? Are you making something good out of it?
So far, so good. I must say, I've been doing this since 2004. This is the first album that I've actually gotten royalties from.
Whoa.
Right.
So what happened to all the others?
I don't know what happened. I actually received a check from somebody, sent me a check, and then it went in my account, and I was like, whoa, royalties. What?
Royalties.
Okay, what is that?
Oh.
I mean, I have been selling other songs from iTunes and Amazon and things like that, but in terms of actual royalties coming from like BMI, I never did until this album.
Wow, okay.
This album also made it, you know, on Pandora, which my other songs never did. I always submitted them on Pandora, but they never made
it on
Pandora.
So the whole album is on Pandora?
The whole album is on Pandora, yes.
Wow. That's quite a move, man.
Absolutely.
I know. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy. My guest today is JR from Sierra Leone originally. And he has just released this album, Regavolution. Ooh, that is such a great name.
Yes.
You evolutionize and you revolutionize.
Basically.
Oh, so my God.
And I just, you know, kind of put the two words together. And came up with Regavolution.
And you came up with Regavolution. Well, that sounds good. So how are people accepting this album so far?
Oh, man. I have not gotten any negative feedback on this album. From Sierra Leone to the UK to most other places in Europe where DJs are to here in the US, I've not gotten anyone that will tell me, oh, you should do this better, you should do that. Everybody that have listened to this album loves it. So I'm really grateful for that. And it kind of... it humbles me, and it kind of make me want to do more, because I'm my worst critic, and every album that I've put out so far, I always go back and see, how could I have done that better? How could I have sang better? How could I have gotten the mix better? How could I have gotten the producing, the song, the beat better? And it's paid off with this album.
I've
learned so much from all those other albums that I've done, and it's kind of all of that learning kind of culminated into this album.
All right. Well, that sounds good. And, you know, this is the African Beat, and it's so good to have you back here. All right. Don't go away. When we come back, we'll be talking to JR about the next track that we are going to play right now. And JR is going to perform that track for you. It's titled Anything. Anything you want, anything you can do. That is the title of the track. And you featured one of Sierra Leone's finest artists
Negadon
from LXG.
Yes.
And in fact, they are here right now in the United States.
They just touched down.
Okay, so now let's hear this next track and let's see what JR has got to do with this track here. It is called Anything, and you will love this one. If you are listening or you're watching, don't sit down because this one can make you move. Let's get the track.
Anything. Baby, you know me, mama. I no go make you fall so far. Baby, you know I love you like seriously. So baby, don't stop loving me. Oh, na 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 na.
This is a song for all the girls. All the girls in the building.
Na 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 na. Yeah. Arabadi bidi bam 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 bam. All the girls wanna go pin rap bam bam bam. Wanna take me up a ride to a pop dear. Because I know she's gonna gonna bang bang bang.
Baby, show me. Tell me what you think about this. I keep singing, telling people what you mean to me. If it wasn't for you, don't know what my life would have been. Darling, you're so true, and there's nothing I won't do. So I go day day for you, spend time for you, and keep on for you. I go clean them for you, design them for you, till I make them for you. So I go day day for you, spend them for you, and keep them for you. I go clean them for you, design them for you, till I make them for you.
Baby, you pass in my brain. Baby, you take over me, oh. You make me dancing calypsos for you, my love. I will do anything. Baby, you know me, mama. I no go make you go so far. Baby, you know I love you like seriously. So baby, don't stop.
Yes,
one. Baby, I want you to strip down, shake up your bum bum. Two, if I spend my money, will you dance for me? Three, scatter the place like a upline Kurana. Four, if I give you something, will you be diabe? Ojao, Panama, one, two, do your Panama. Every day I keep on doing my Panama, baby, love you, you love me, a Panama. Ah, Jackie, oh. Panama, oh, I love you, sweetie. Panama, dancey, dancey for me, oh. Panama, I love you, baby, oh, my sweetie, Panama. Baby, you pass in my brain, oh. Baby, you take over me, oh. You make me dance in calypsos for you, my love, I will do anything. Baby, you know me, mama. I no go make you go so far. Baby, you know I love you like seriously. So baby, don't stop loving me.
Not alone. Too sexy. Every day you are gonna drive me crazy. Me not gonna left your body, no, no. Every night I'm on a ball fee more. Are you alone? No, I feel do it. Tenderness to make me body complete. Put it down from the bed, come down to the floor. In the bathroom, like a back up on the wall. They love me after you, man, I never ending. Me what you know, say it's a perfect blending. Come make me love you up till early morning. I love you so bad, you can take all me money. I'm so shall love as all the things set. You wicked and bad, so glad we connect.
Baby, you pass in my brain, oh. Baby, you take over me, oh. You make me dance in calypsos for you, my love. I will do anything. Baby, you know me, mama. I no go make you go so far. Baby, you know I love you like seriously. So baby, don't stop loving me. Baby, you pass in my brain, oh. Baby, you take over me, oh. You make me dance in calypsos for you, my love. I will do anything. Baby, you know me, mama. I no go make you go so far. Baby, you know I love you like seriously. So baby, don't stop loving me.
Yeah, JR alongside Negadon. Anything.
Yeah,
Yes, I told you. I said, you're not going to sit down. This is Anything. Beautiful beat there by JR featuring Negadon from LXG. And you know, when I listen to Win.
Right.
And now, listening to
Anything.
Right. You know, man, Anything has got some kind of a beat.
Right.
And you actually got to move to those beats.
Well, I mean, put it this way, right? Negadon is known for his fast-paced songs. And even some people, when they hear him sing on this song, they don't know it's him because he's normally doing different types of
songs.
So we've known each other for a while. Basically, we're both from Sierra Leone and we're musicians. So I reached out to him and said, look, I want to work with you on a song. And I was like, you know, what do you want to do? I said, I'm going to let you pick. So quite naturally, he went to his own, style, which is fine by me. I listened to it. I'm like, okay, now I got to do something different outside my comfort zone. So I went.
Yeah, I saw you in the video. Is that JR?
That's me.
Come on, man.
I had to go outside
doing
my comfort
zone. Doing some ragamuffin stuff out
definitely,
there.
Come on, man. And it worked out, So I did my part, got it mixed and mastered, and I sent it back to him. He was happy with it. And so,
And that video is a bomb.
Yeah.
I love it, man.
I remember when I went to Sierra Leone to release the album is when we did the video.
It's when you did the video. Okay, wow. You know, Anything, and we can do anything for you. JR can do anything with that kind of music.
Definitely.
And if you watch that video or you watch the JR performing that song, hey, trust me, you can do anything with that song, right?
Definitely. You can go anywhere with it.
You can go anywhere
left,
with it.
Right, front, back, center. It don't matter, man. The song is good. Vibe to it.
All right. The African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vanney here in Washington. You know, I want to leave the songs a little bit. You know, let me come to you personally,
okay,
J.R.
Okay.
You know, I always try to find something about you.
Right.
You know, you when you left Sierra Leone and you migrated to the United States,
right.
you were in the military, right?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
I came to the U.S. in 1989, went to high school, lived in Maryland. When I graduated from high school, I basically joined the reserves, and then I went to college at Howard University for a semester. When I went to boot camp that following January and came back, I decided I don't want to be in the reserves. I wanted to be full time.
You want to be full time?
It was boring. Come back from boot camp and rah rah rah, and come back to the reserves. Like I gotta go full time.
You gotta go full time.
So I left and was gone for like 5 years and on active duty. And then I came back and I was in reserves for a little while and then I got out finally.
Then you got out.
Yeah.
Well, you are a super veteran. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Oh, man. You see? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Man, you've done all these things. And when did it actually dawn on you that
I can do music?
You can do music.
I've always done music, just never done it professionally. I've always done talent shows here and there. Even while I was in the military, we'll do talent shows or open mics and stuff like that. When I was stationed in Egypt, that was part of our pastime. We'll go to the local club and we'll do open mic. And
wow.
Anybody that has talent, some people brought their guitars and they will play and we'll jump on and do whatever you can do. And so we did that to pass the time because when you're in the middle of the desert, there's not much to do when you get off work.
Okay, but have you met any of your like your colleagues that you were in the military that can see you now, see your album and know that? Oh, yeah, I used to know this guy, man. We used to do this stuff together.
There's a couple of guys that I keep in contact with. One of them is now a master sergeant, actually. We still keep in contact. Most of the guys, we went our separate ways and I started doing something different, totally different. Facebook, I've linked up with those two people.
But yeah. Apart from the music now, what else do you do?
Apart from music, I mean, I when I got out active duty, I went to school for information systems. So I went to Marymount University in Arlington and graduated BS in computer information systems. And I work as a software tester.
So according to Win,
right.
Even if you can't sing,
right.
you are a hustler.
You
can turn
hustle.
One
make,
to two.
You got to make one turn two. Basically,
I love that.
That's what that means. If I can't sing, I'm still going to do that.
You're still going to do that,
right,
man.
Right.
And I understand that now you have people that you try to train.
I'm training people to do what I do, software testing. I have a consulting company called Sabi IT and Sabi IT and Security Solutions. So basically, I train people to do software testing or develop software or business analyst. And
so
then,
if
a guy like me who is a novice in all of that, and I want to learn.
I can get you going. I can get somebody from the beginner to somebody that's already.
So you cannot tell me that my brain is old and rusty.
If you're willing to learn, I got you.
All right. Yeah, that's my man, JR from the Voice of America. You're listening to the African Beat, and you know, it's just fun today. And so, before we play our next track, what's up now? What are we looking forward to for JR? The year is coming to an end, so the people will be looking out to see JR on stage or performing his songs. And what's coming up?
There's a lot going on. I have spoken to a couple of promoters in Germany that wants to take me all around Europe. So we're working on that. Hopefully early next year, I should be, you know, somewhere, you know, Germany, Sweden, Netherlands, and stuff like that. As far as locally, I have a couple of events that I've been talked to about. I'm still working on those. Hopefully, in the next couple of weeks, I should be performing somewhere. And then early December, I should be performing somewhere else. So I'm waiting to clear those up. That's for performances. In terms of music videos, I just finished shooting the music video for one of my songs, Situationship, which I featured a hip-hop artist called Shadow Boxer. I mentioned him earlier. Mm-hmm. So I just finished shooting that video. Early January, I'm planning to go to Jamaica to shoot another video for my song Crazy Over You, which I featured an artist from Kingston called Javada. After that, I want to do another video for one of my other songs called God Power. So that's what's in the pipeline.
So it means that you are really busy right now. I'm putting all of this together.
I'm going to be busy because I'm the manager, I'm the artist, I'm...
You need to get a manager. Get somebody paid, man. Somebody's looking for a job.
I've tried. I'm looking for someone that's... If you're out there, you're genuine, you know what you're doing, and you're not in this just for the money. You're in it to take me to another level. Come on, give me a call. Let's go.
All right, okay. Well, finally, JR, before you go, you know, the track that actually made the name JR,
right.
JR is the Bone Sierra Leone.
Bone Sierra Leone.
You know, that should be like the next national anthem for
Sierra Leone. It should be an anthem. If you're not listening to the regular national anthem, you should be listening
to Bone Sierra
Leone. That's your substitute right there for the national anthem.
I am a Bone Sierra Leone.
No matter where I go, no matter what I do.
I know.
I'm always in love with the green, white, and blue.
All right. Always. Well, any final message for your fans out there and the people who are listening to you right now?
If you're listening, I mean, all I can say is, make sure you keep checking me out. My website is jayarr.com. You can find out anything about me on there. From there, you can go to my Facebook page, my Instagram page, my all my social media pages. My YouTube link is on there where you can check out my videos. You can check out songs on the site, or you can go check them out on YouTube. Follow me. I want to say thank you very much to everybody that's bought the album on iTunes or on Amazon. If you're streaming it on Pandora, thank you very much. I appreciate you. You have no idea how much I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, that's the man himself, JR. And with that, I just want to say thank you so much for joining us today on the African Beat. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, and to my engineer and technicians out there, to you, Gary, Kevin, Akar, Ted. It's nice working with all of you guys. And don't forget, this is the album. It's on Pandora. You can check it out. iTunes, you can check it out. JR, the album title is Reggaevolution. You can see it right here. Reggaevolution. The reggae has been revolutionized and evolutionized. So check it out. That is JR. Well, we're leaving you now, but I'm going to leave you with this track, The Bone Sierra Leone. Until we meet again, on behalf of my guest, JR, I'm David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye-bye. Bone Sierra Leone right now.
I'm in love with the green, white, and blue. I am a Bone Sierra Leone. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I am a Bone Sierra Leone. Said I'm in love with the green, white, and blue. Sweet mama Salome, thank you for giving birth to me. Since my first days on earth, nurtured and nurtured me. Left you a long time ago and went on to Babylon. Now I have returned, so you the land where I was born. Unless one know where they coming from. One can never get to where they wanted to go. Now that I'm here, sweet mama Salome, oh please, please come and show me the way. I am a
on Sierra Leone. Yeah. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I am up on Sierra Leone. Yeah. Said I'm in love with the green, white, and blue. I am up on Sierra Leone. Yeah. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I am up on Sierra Leone. Yeah. Said I'm in love with the green, white, and blue. To Lion Mountain, the sound is well due. How pleasant it is to rise the green, white, and blue. We will be to see her dreams come true. Peace just prevail, no more setting curfew. Family united, yes, I really love you. Always keep by your side, just like crazy glue. If you'd have sail away, me wouldn't know where if you do. After so much pain, my people gone through. So don't share a lion and love for liberate you. And just from my mouth, I write just and true. I am a pan, Sierra Leone. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I am a pan, Sierra Leone. Said I'm in love with the green, white, and blue. I am a pan, Sierra Leone. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I am a pan, Sierra Leone. Said I'm in love with the green, white, and blue. Sweet mama Salome, a new day is dawning. Open your ears and listen. A lot to be said, that's only glisten. So don't be fooled. Don't be fooled by their meaningless words. But judge them, oh, judge them by their previous words. Open your eyes and see. Smoke will be blown to blow your sight. Look deeper. Your true lover, you will see. Remember that the more things change, they will always remain the same. I am a pan, Sierra Leone. No matter where